This is episode 884 of Phone Boy Speaks, and I'm thinking about, well, the NBA right now, and I'm not generally a basketball fan, and in fact, Seattle hasn't had a basketball team for, I think, like 10 years now, but I won't get into that, because a lot of Seattle fans are not very happy that they still don't have an NBA team, but it doesn't bother me, because I haven't been really paying attention, although the Golden State Warriors, and again, because I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, so those teams kind of matter to me, and I didn't even realize that. I guess now they have the NBA has a developmental league, and there's the developmental league team for the Warriors is actually in Santa Cruz, which is where I'm from. So that's kind of cool. But anyway, I've been kind of following the Warriors this year. They've been doing really well, and they're in the NBA finals. And so I was like, okay, well, I'd like to be able to watch the games. And I kind of was one advantage of some of the traveling I did last week is the games were on late enough, and I had access to whatever the stations are in Canada where it plays, that I was able to actually watch some of the games, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't really want to pay for cable TV here, and there's no way to just say, okay, turn on ESPN for a month, right? Comcast doesn't offer anything like that. You have to like get to the next version, and there's a whole lot of costs that go along with that. And I'm just like, nah, forget it. But I went into the NBA app, and I realized that like the NFL, they have something that's kind of similar to the NFL Audio Pass, but it's like a I think it ended up being $3. Or something. And I don't know if that's the price now because it's so far to the end of the season that it almost doesn't matter, or that's the price for the year. But if it is, right, $3 is fantastic. I mean, just to be able to listen to the games, which is essentially what I do for the NFL, except it's like $30. Although I think that was the price I signed up for. I don't know, a couple of years ago, and now the price is higher, and I'm kind of grandfathered in on the older price. But anyway, that's kind of the same experience as the NFL. You can go in and say, okay, well, which games are live now? Let me listen to the Warriors broadcast, which of course comes from CanBR. But the app actually did a really good job of keeping the stats and the major things up to date in the app. Unfortunately, the audio was about 2 minutes behind the real time of the game. So unfortunately, I think it's because they're pulling from CanBR, which is the same station that I think they pull from for the 49ers games that I listen to on NFL Audio Pass. And so unfortunately they're like 2 minutes behind, so it's the same thing. And I don't understand why a pirated video stream, which I know is available, but I avoid for many, many reasons. First of all, just the amount of malware that can come with that, or sketchy ads that come with it, is like, it's just not even worth it. But the experience on those things, the video is usually pretty good. And by the way, it's faster, it's more real time than the audio that I pay for. So it's just kind of a silly thing, but for the times that these games come on, I'm listening with audio is fine. I don't need to see all the things. And I guess if I could, right? There's ways to do it, although I'd rather not do it that way. I wish the NBA had some other option. Well, they do. They have this NBA League Pass. But by the way, it doesn't matter when the games are nationally televised or they aired locally, because those games are blacked out, which is like, well, what's the point of it, right? And I guess they have some sort of product for international people where all that stuff doesn't apply. But guess what? The big, the ESPNs, the TNTs, or whoever has the games, they own the broadcast rights, and they don't want to allow this alternate method, right? Because they want to make sure they get all the subscribers. And again, this is the whole problem, I think, with the way cable television is structured in the United States. I think in Canada, they're actually moving toward a model where you can do TV a la carte if you want to, but I think that's got another year before that gets implemented, and so it'll be interesting to see how the Canadian cable market actually reacts to that. I'm sure I know the cable companies aren't all that thrilled by it, but I'm wondering kind of when something like that is going to happen in the U.S. But I think again, if you're a sports fan, you're kind of stuck with the current system, or you're stuck pirating. Those are kind of your two choices. But if you're not a sports fan of any sort, then those are the people that are cutting the cord fairly successfully. And if you don't care about, even sometimes having the most current TV shows, you either have to subscribe to multiple things, or you just do without, right? And some people just don't have it at all, right? And I guess there are ways. Again, there are ways of kind of getting close to it, but sports is like one of the few things. And unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be any interest from the entertainment industry that's behind that for actually changing it. And I don't think it will. But if when we start seeing the sports, the sports available kind of a la carte on something that doesn't require me to spend $100 a month on a cable package to get whatever it is, then I think that's when cord cutting is real. At this point, yes, we're starting to see some offerings and things are starting to get better. There's the Dish streaming offering, which is a whole nother thing. But again, we're not there yet. And there is no like just go subscribe to this and you can get whatever you want. You can just buy the channels you want. It doesn't work that way. It's a shame, but this is where we're at. And quite honestly, I'm looking forward to the day where maybe I could subscribe to just pick a sports thing or whatever. Although I'm not big on sports, I do like to watch it sometimes, but it's just too expensive to do, and it's not worth that much to me. But it would be nice if the $2.99 that the NBA charge for their version of Audio Pass. I don't remember what the name of it is, but that's reasonable. And even what the NFL charges, I mean, I still think that's too much, but it's better than nothing. And this is again what I get for being a fan of an out of market team. That's the way it goes. But this is The sports networks have you by the balls, as it were. They have the balls, and they're not willing to necessarily share them with too many folks. And so this is why we are still stuck in the current model. It's going to be a little while, I think, before things change.